Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 2 of 4 on reasons for church attendance based on Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As we go through our study today, I would encourage you to keep track of the verses that are cited as they comprise our scriptures for further study at the end of the episode. There are several verses, many in fact, that unambiguously assume regular attendance in the local church. We find this in Acts repeatedly, in Acts 2:42, Acts 20 and verse 7, quite often again in 1 Corinthians, there in chapter 5, verse 4, 11, 17 and 18, 20, also 1 Corinthians 4:23 and 16:2. But the text before us is the clearest statement of this mandate. But why is this so critically important? Why is church attendance such a critical issue? Well, I would like to share with you 7 reasons. The first and foremost is simply to obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Quite frankly, this should be enough. While there will certainly be times of illness in the yearly vacation or unforeseen emergency that keeps us away from church, these are the very few exceptions that establish the consistent rule. Secondly, we are to praise and worship our God in the local church. This too we have noted many, many times throughout our studies, and that is that while the common attitude today is that the local church is a place for the unchurched, a place where we have entertainment to indeed draw people to the church and for the meeting of felt needs, all of that is foreign and the very antithesis of Scripture. This is the place God's people meet for corporate worship. Once again, it's not about us, it's about God. Thirdly, the local church is for us to hear the Word of God. The primary reason the office gifts were given, Ephesians 4:11, was for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, verse 12. Faithful attendance is therefore essential for consistent growth in biblical knowledge and application. The word perfecting there translates katartismos, which appears only here in the New Testament, and means to put in order, to restore, furnish, prepare, equip, and that is the job of called, qualified, highly trained, and ordained leaders who exposit the scriptures in their depth. Consider David once again. We read, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts," Psalm 119, verse 40. In stark contrast to the common dismissing of church today, David's use of the words longed after are most instructive. The Hebrew word that appears here appears only one other place in the Old Testament. We find both in Psalm 119, in fact. David declares in verse 174, "I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight." A derivative of that occurs once more back in verse 20 of Psalm 119. "My soul breaks for the longing that hath unto thy judgments at all times." You see, this word speaks of an intense hunger. And David was brokenhearted when deprived of God's word. How many of us are brokenhearted when we can't be under the preaching and teaching of the Word of God? Mark it down. The consistent, truly committed Christian is one who has an insatiable appetite for God's Word. Let us ponder this a moment very practically. As soldiers are trained as a combat unit at a specific training facility, so are Christians. What would be the result if soldiers were as unfaithful to their training sessions as some Christians are to the church? What would that do to the quality of the unit in both combat readiness and morale? Likewise, we are in a war, and we are not only required to be in training, but we should also want such training because of the ferocity of the war. To illustrate one other way, what if we were as unfaithful to our daily job as we are to the local church? How long would we be employed? Again, I hope you kept track of the verses that were cited today. So if you'd like to go a little deeper, what are your thoughts on the verses, the many verses that we cited today? Prayerfully consider those and jot down what the Lord lays on your heart. Our next episode continues this, part 3, on reasons for church attendance here in Hebrews 10:25. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.